And the world just isn't ready. It's your girl, Drea Love, with her perspective. I asked Spirit what I should talk about today, and I heard the word forgiveness. So here we are. Right at forgiveness, something that we all have to deal with. Forgiveness of ourself, forgiveness of the people that we have been around, forgiveness of our release from the world, just releasing our attachment, I would say. And actually with forgiveness, I'm going to talk about some things that brought me to a place where I feel like I needed to forgive people, and I'm going to take you through that. So, I don't know. Okay. So let's just, I guess we can start and talk about my ex-husband. So when your husband leaves you after you get sick, typically people would be pretty mad. So, at the time, I remember I thought my life was upside down, right? When it was all first happening, and even the first 6 months, I was so confused. And even the first year, probably my world was just up for a loop. I moved from Southern California to Northern California, and I was just in a whole nother mental place. I didn't know what God was doing with me. So, once I got, my bearings down just a little bit and was trying to find myself, or at least, you know, working my way back to finding myself, I found through the years that, you know, God put me through that situation for a reason. And if my ex-husband didn't leave me and disrupt what my current situation had been, for over 15 years, then I probably wouldn't have exited out myself, because I was just, you know, quote, trying to be married, trying to do the right thing, you know, staying with somebody, working through things. So what I realized later is he actually did me a huge favor in leaving me and leaving the situation. I'm not saying right, wrong, or indifferent, but for me, what it was an opportunity to restart my life and restart in a place where I could find myself. And I didn't have to worry about other people's rules, other people's expectations. And so not being mad at him about what happened. So this is where the forgiveness comes in. So again, we don't understand these circumstances that happened. God gives us a situation that feels pretty painful, pretty, you know, you're getting divorced, your kids. I'm moving to Northern California with one kid. He's staying here with the other kid in San Diego. And it was not comfortable. It wasn't fun. It was very sad. And for years, it was hard. I actually didn't have a relationship with my youngest for a couple years because of all the dumb crap that happened in between. But now it's different, because now I know. Now that I've moved through whatever beef I had with my ex for leaving me and for putting me through whatever I had to, quote, go through, not feeling like a victim of what happened to me, or like, oh, he left me, look what I'm with now, and, you know, just feeling like a victim in my life. No, God put me in that circumstance for a specific reason. And the reason was for me to wake up to me, for me to grow, for me to grow from a place where it was healthy for me. I could make my choices. I could choose my life, literally one thing at a time. I didn't have to worry about other people. So, and then also from there too, so forgiving him for leaving me or for going through whatever, and he didn't ever apologize. Actually, you know, he was cheating on me, and I didn't even, he never even admitted out loud that he was cheating. Like, he, you know, so you're not going to get the apology. You're not. And it's been 6 years ago since he left. So like, you're never going to get the apology. But like, what is holding on to anger? What's holding on to being pissed at people about stuff? Like, what is that about? Wouldn't have done me anything. Like, he's off in his own life doing his own thing. And I just don't care anymore. He's, you know, either learning or not learning the lessons that he was dealing or not dealing with when we were together. So why do I care? I don't care. Like, my lessons are over with that person. I'm learning my lessons. I'm off onto my own life. Like, why concern myself? Why be mad? Why not forgive people? Okay, so let's also go on to look at like my relationship with my younger son now. Like, we had to go through some really crappy things through that process, but that also reset our relationship, because our relationship was very based on the lenses through his father, and he and I had to have our own relationship, so we had to set things straight too. So we had a huge blessing, and even though the break, you know, not seeing your kid for a couple years, not talking to them is not fun. It was terribly painful. Did not always understand it, but I knew that I just needed to leave it alone at that time, that he needed space. And I knew God would bring him back to me when the time was there. And, you know, when God brought him back to me, it was time and it was clear and we were both ready. And now we have a totally different relationship. So again, forgiveness, looking at situation, looking at what happened, not being angry. Why be angry about stuff? Because look at now, we've got the best relationship ever. We can talk. We're very honest. It's amazing. So even, let's just say, my latest relationship, you know, I was really sad when we broke up because he broke up with me. And it made me really sad. And I was mad at him for a really long time. Well, it just happened in October, so it hasn't been that long, but I was very angry with him because it didn't have to happen that way. Like, he got scared because I was coming into myself, and I don't think that he felt like he could fit the mold with me. I don't know. I don't want to project, but that's just what I felt. And I kept telling him he could, but he just was like, no. So it was just really interesting how it happened. I was very angry. And it took me some time to really realize, even with that one, separate lessons on forgiveness and on realizing that there's way more to it than the eye can see. The pain was terrible. I loved this dude. Like, I really did love him. And it broke my heart that we couldn't work together, because we genuinely had real, real love for each other. And I loved his girls, and it was really sad for me. But this is where he was in his life. I had to realize it doesn't matter how much we loved each other. If people aren't at a place in their life where they're willing to accept what's in front of them, or I'm just going to say, even like walk into their power, people have to move at their own pace. You know, I tend to move very, very fast. This gentleman tends to move at a slower pace. It's more comfortable, and there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, me just understanding to let people be at their own pace, and that people don't have to meet my criteria for things to be right. So, even though that ended really sad for me, I released that too. I never, you know, do you really get apologies again? But he moved on so quick, and it really made me super angry, because I felt like he didn't give himself any time and space. He just wanted somebody to fill that warm body next to him. And it really was sad for me, because I felt like, if we're breaking up, aren't we breaking up like to become better? Like, not to just go, you know, be with somebody else. But I don't know. I just see so many people just need like a warm body, and that really made me sad. But, you know, he's on his path and I'm on mine, and I release him with love and light. And I hope that he learns his lessons just as I'm learning mine, and the pace that he needs to. And you don't always understand why things are happening, how they're happening. But again, releasing people and forgiving them, because if we don't forgive the situation and look at it for like the benefit that it brought to us, like if I didn't have that love in my life, I would have been really different, because having had that 3-year relationship really did change me. It opened my heart up in many ways, and I'm super grateful for it. And I didn't understand again why it had to end, but it wasn't my choice, and God does what God does, and people are at the pace that they're at, and it's not your pace, and you cannot judge people for that. So forgiving and releasing that with love, even though I don't like it, you know, those are important things. And I know that I've kind of gone off on another space about my, you know, my romantic relationships, but I guess when it comes to forgiveness, this is where I felt probably my deepest pain. Well, some of my deepest pain, some family stuff too, but with regard to romantic relationships, this is where I think that I've had some real imbalances, because I, Before I wasn't releasing the anger, and now that I've, my anger, my pain, my old stuff has been percolating, I've had to deal with it, because what else am I going to do with it? Stuff it more? Leave it alone? Let it mess me up more? No. You know, spill onto other people? I'm not really interested in that. So I choose to forgive. I choose to appreciate, or I choose to just take the lessons that the universe gives me, if I like them or not. I choose to take them and just say, okay, thank you for the lesson. I see what you were trying to do. I see what you were trying to show me. I see it. And I'm grateful that I learned, and I'm grateful that I'm in a different place, and I appreciate that. So, yeah. Yeah. So I encourage you to look within your life, see any area that you think may be in need of some forgiveness, and for some love, and for some light, and for some lesson learning. So it's really healthy on your soul to release and let go, cry, forgive, understand that it's more than what we want. It's what our souls are here to learn, these lessons. So forgiveness is a big thing. Thank you guys for hanging with me on this journey. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for choosing to visit the painful areas of your life that maybe haven't been visited in some time. I'm sure that your pain points will thank you later for visiting them, and for letting them out, and for letting them into the light, and for releasing them to the universe, and thanking God for the opportunity to transmute the pain. Please download, like, comment, and subscribe. And share too. How about that? Check my website out at DreaLove.com. You can make appointments for coaching, for really, really incredible soul contract reading, where we can find your light purpose, and I can help you make sense of what's probably not been making sense to you. My blog's also there, and all my socials are on my website as well. So make it a good day, in and with love. As always, it's your girl, Drea Love.